Welcome to His Word, short podcast about what God has to say about topics you might be interested in. Not my words, but His Word. Today's podcast, The Magi, Part 5. If you haven't listened to Parts 1 through 4, you might want to listen to those before you listen to this one. Such an interesting topic that has so much information, and because these podcasts are all under 5 minutes, I'm doing this as a 6-part series. It's an overview with some of the highlights. In the last podcast, continuing on with the record of the Magi from His Word in the Gospel of Matthew, the Magi arrived in Jerusalem asking where the new king was. They got an audience with King Herod, who then called the religious leaders together to find out where Christ was to be born. Those religious leaders informed Herod from the Old Testament scriptures that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. Once Herod knew the location that had been prophesied of where Christ should be born, His Word tells us that he had a private conversation with the Magi. He asked them diligently, His Word says, about the time they had observed his star. Herod was trying to figure out just how old this king was. Herod told the Magi, "Go and see this new king, and then bring me word so that I could come and worship him too." Liar. Later in this record, we find out that Herod ordered the murder of all male children aged 2 and under. His Word says he did this according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the Magi. And this again is further proof that the Magi had been observing the stars over a period of time. It is also an indication that by the time the Magi arrived in Israel, Jesus was no longer a newborn. I know, that clashes with tradition, but that's what His Word tells us. When the Magi left Jerusalem headed to Bethlehem, there's a verse that's caused a little bit of confusion. It says, "They departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east, in the rising, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was." This verse has led some to think that a star actually came down unnoticed by everyone except the Magi and hovered over the manger. It really is easy to understand. They were leaving Jerusalem to go south to Bethlehem. It had to be very early in the morning because when the sun comes up, we usually can't see stars. We can't observe a star traveling from east to west in one night. Observing the movement of stars, we see their positions change from night to night. Of course, we observe our sun and our moon during the day travel from east to west, from our vantage point, of course. But depending on the position of a particular star, we may observe it one night in the east, one night in the southern sky, one night in the western sky. And as the Magi left Jerusalem early in the morning, before sunrise, Jupiter, his star, the star they had been observing for so long, was visible in the southern sky over Bethlehem. What an added blessing for them to again observe this star in the direction that they were headed. And yes, tradition has these men following yonder star, guiding them right to the manger, and somehow no one else saw it? If they were following a guiding star for 400 or 500 miles, as scholars estimate, why go to Jerusalem? If the star was guiding them, why stop following it and stop in Jerusalem? But then after meeting with Herod and knowing they needed to go to Bethlehem, the big brilliant light just magically appeared again? Well, that's tradition, but tradition must always take a back seat to the scriptures, His Word. And get ready, because in the next and final episode, there's more to this story that clashes head-on with tradition. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, it's free, and you'll never miss an episode. And if you think this episode might be helpful to someone, share it with them. And you can find full-length teachings, both audio and video, available free at confidenceandjoy.com. Have a comment? Just use the contact tab on the homepage. Until next time, enjoy reading His Word. God bless you.